So tonight we're going to perform the Bodhicitta practice. Our men have a break, our men a short Bodhicitta puja. So it's very much an evening of awakening Bodhicitta, wisdom and compassion. So I want to say a few words about how I'm leading through the practice tonight before we start. So there are really two contexts for the Bodhicitta practice. There's the Mula Yogas, and there is the seven-point mind training. And the way we seem to be practicing the Bodhicitta practice nowadays is very much in evolution, really. It's progressing, and we're very much drawing on both of these traditions. So it's worthwhile just being a bit clear about how we're doing that. So with the Mula Yogas, there's the visualization of the refuge tree. So it really makes sense to do that in that way, if you are visualizing the refuge tree and you're doing the prostrations. So that's how it's developed, and why the Bodhicitta practice is in that form, as it's assuming that you've just done 100,000 prostrations and you're working through that, and you're continuing with that. So you've got the refuge tree up and running. But if you're not doing all that, and you haven't got the refuge tree up and running, then there's not so much point in it. So with the seven-point mind training, well, you don't need to do that. You just visualise your yidam, the Buddha or Bodhisattva that you have most connection with. So that's how I'll be introducing it tonight. So we imagine the Buddha or Bodhisattva that we have a connection with up above our heads in the clear blue sky, and then we dissolve them through the crown of our head. And what I like to do is to have Vietnam, imagining Vietnam sitting in my heart as I do the practice. So when we come to the practice of Tonglen, the sending and receiving, so we can imagine turning towards the suffering of all beings. And, we're breathing in the darkness of suffering, but also our yidam is too. And that can help us, you know, with overwhelm. It can help us turn towards more fully and deeply the suffering of all beings. And also when it comes to breathing out the pure white light, well, our yidam is infinitely joyful. So that adds more resource as well. So that's how I'll introduce it anyway this evening. So in a way it's a combination of both of those two approaches, the Mula Yogas and the seven-point mind training. Seven-point mind training, the way I've introduced it is from Jamgon Kongchul, who lived in the 19th century. It's a Tibetan approach, but they're both really based on the Bodhisattva. So that's really the deeper tradition that they're both drawing on. So it seems appropriate to perform the Bodhicitta Puja tonight. So we'll recite some verses a bit later on after the practice. So I think that's all I need to say at the moment. So I'll lead the practice over about 40 minutes. The awakening of Bodhicitta. wisdom and compassion. We can start by coming back to ourselves, bringing awareness to how we're sitting. Connecting with the sensations of the breath. Allowing our heart to open, our mind to quieten. Thank you. allowing a spacious awareness to arise. Beginning to imagine clear, blue, boundless sky in every direction of space. In the midst of the clear blue sky, imagine the Buddha or Bodhisattva of your choice, your own Yidam. Whoever most embodies bodhicitta for you. They appear amidst a mass of shining light. They have a smiling, compassionate expression. are endowed with all sorts of spiritual qualities. We can ask them for their grace and blessing. Make the aspiration. May the precious bodhicitta awaken for the benefit of all beings. And imagining the Mayuram dissolves in a mass of nectar light that pours down through the crown of our head through the central channel and into our heart. Mayuram dissolves. Mayuram reforms and takes their place within the mandala of our heart, seated there. So with the Yidam in our heart, we can imagine sentient beings all around us, in all directions. First of all those friends, associates, family members, relatives that we have a close connection with. So we're all seated here together, engaged in this practice, and imagining all order members around the world practicing too. And then just all sorts of other people those you like, those you dislike, and those you have no particular connection with. An opening to feelings of empathy for all of these different beings. and reflecting that we and all beings want happiness and dislike suffering. That although we all want happiness, we experience suffering again and again. We are like prisoners unable to escape from jail. Because of our karma, we resolve endlessly in samsara. So this is the human predicament that we all share, wanting happiness but being subject to suffering. Responding to this painful suffering, we cultivate a heartfelt aspiration. May the precious bodhicitta awaken for the benefit of all beings. So repeating this aspiration. May the precious bodhicitta awaken for the benefit of all beings. May the precious bodhicitta awaken for the benefit of all beings. And imagining the suffering of beings like a black cloud hanging over. So on the in-breath we breathe in the darkness of suffering. And allow that suffering to transform through the blessing of the Yidam in our heart. And on the out-breath with the yidam in our heart, we breathe out soothing, pure, white light, like moonlight. This is the light of well-being and happiness. Breathing in the darkness of suffering, breathing out pure white light, like moonlight. So doing this over and over again. Turning towards suffering, transforming it, breathing out a sense of well-being and happiness towards all beings. And focusing on particular people, those people that we know who are suffering, people we don't know who are also suffering. Beings everywhere suffering from old age, sickness, and death. Including our family and friends, You can use the phrases opening to suffering. I breathe in, opening to joy. I breathe out. When this is completed, coming back to a sense of yourself and your yidam in your heart, and everyone practicing here together in the context of the order. Allowing everything just to dissolve into the clear blue sky. Letting go of any identifications, just completely relaxing into spacious awareness. So I'll just finish by reading the prayer of dedication. May all beings enjoy happiness and the cause of happiness. May they be freed from suffering and the causes of suffering. Whatever happiness they enjoy, may it never come to an end. May their minds dwell in the immeasurable equanimity, which is neither near nor far, attraction or aversion. Bringing our practice to